Indonesia's President Abdurrahman Wahid says he wants a new trial for former President Suharto. A corruption case against Suharto was dismissed on Thursday after judges ruled he was too ill to stand trial now or any time. An angry President Wahid traveling in South America says he wants a new judge who is clean and decisive, not one who can be bought. The dismissal of the case is yet another blow for the beleaguered President Wahid, who is the leader of a weak, democratically elected government still dealing with the legacy of Suharto's 32-year rule. Suharto has consistently denied any wrongdoing. We get more from NPR's Michael Sullivan in Jakarta.
Firefighters on the streets outside the courtroom in South Jakarta on Thursday, hosing down the smoldering wreck of a transit bus torched by demonstrators angered by the court's decision. The fire was put out fairly quickly. The political fallout from the court ruling will be harder to contain. President Wahid has made the Suharto trial the symbolic centerpiece of his anti-corruption campaign. An editorial in Friday's Jakarta Post said the decision had caused untold, irreparable damage to the nation's quest for truth and justice and to the nation's struggle to wipe out corruption.
The Suharto case is an indication of how our new government can't govern. It's a failure to show we can make a clean break with the past. If this kind of thing continues, I'm afraid people will lose their trust in the new government.
That trust has been evaporating since President Wahid took office last October. His failure to turn the economy around, eliminate corruption, and end the ethnic and separatist violence that's racked the country has alienated many. Wimar Witalar, a political analyst and talk show host, says the government of President Wahid, or Gus Dur as he's known here, is in a sorry state, and Thursday's court ruling doesn't help.
The momentum of public displeasure against Gus Dur has been building up and is very strong at the moment. But actually, Gus Dur is sort of trying to reverse the situation.
Reverse the situation, says Witalar, by vigorously confronting Suharto, his family, and his cronies, something President Wahid has been reluctant to do in the past. After the court decision, the state Antara news agency quoted Wahid as saying, "We've been too kind with Suharto, because even a chicken thief gets locked up." At the same time Wahid was calling for a new judge and a new trial, the Human Rights Commission on Friday said it would accelerate efforts to put together a list of alleged human rights abuses by Suharto and his government during his 32 years in power. Again, Wimar Witalar.
I think President Wahid and the government realize that they are really pushed into a corner this time. So the political will is born as much of desperation as well as their desire to accelerate the reform. So now you cannot accuse the government of being wishy-washy in the Suharto. In fact, the accusation is in the other direction. Now people are saying that the president is on a vendetta against Suharto.
President Wahid's government has also gone after Suharto's favorite son, Hutomo Mandalaputra, or Tommy, as he's better known here. After several recent bombings in the capital blamed on Suharto allies, including one at the Jakarta Stock Exchange that left 15 people dead, President Wahid ordered Tommy arrested in connection with the case. He was questioned by police, then released. But on Tuesday, just 2 days before his father's case was dismissed, the Supreme Court convicted Tommy of fraud and sentenced him to 18 months in jail. Smita Nonosusanto, a lecturer at the University of Indonesia and director of the Center for Electoral Reform, says the Supreme Court's decision to convict Tommy is a positive sign.
This was a good week. Hopefully this will be followed with the other children and the other cronies of the Suharto family, because I think they have a much more case against the children than the father. I mean, I think hard evidences are much more apparent in the children's case.
Reports here say Tommy Suharto could be jailed as early as tomorrow. A cell is being prepared for him at Jakarta's infamous Cipinang prison. It is the same place where ex-President Suharto kept hundreds of political prisoners during his decades-long authoritarian rule. A member of the Suharto family in jail is something few here could have imagined just 2 years ago. If Tommy does go to prison, it's likely to mute some of the criticism of President Wahid. But the president still faces intense pressure domestically on the economy and from an international community pressuring him to disarm the militias in West Timor, bring those responsible for human rights abuses in East Timor to trial, and end the ethnic and separatist violence elsewhere in the country that's claimed thousands of lives in the past 2 years. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Jakarta.